fáir lom a campaign leis ach rugadh an sa, well, rugadh bhuiing a dúsgurt chun de chóir gaí í agus fúis sé chuid dheachais an sa Sal Cres. Agus léintí an teic samar ag gónaí, is chóir gaíoch anna gíle se fadaí. For those of you who don't have Irish, my mother is a Corkonian. Even though she left Cork in 1956 and moved over the border and she thought she'd come to the end of the earth. But she still reads the Examiner every day, a loyal Cork woman, and she still watches the hurling and the football. And there used to be civil war in our house when Cork and Kerry were playing. But we've got over that now. So, shut down, dear, a squeeze, couple of people know him, and he's taught Ashtu Pandian Thakamer. Grace of patience. You didn't cry when your dearest of 60 years died. I had shed all my tears long ago. You didn't cry when your last sibling was laid to rest. Now I'm the only one left, you assert, without fear or self-pity. I'm ready to go. Around you an aura of stillness and peace of mind comes through, although winter that is hard on the old is at hand, accompanied by its dark companion. But your 94 years permit a strange empathy between you. You are learning patience, and he is absorbing your grace. As against that, you are young at heart. Grandchildren are drawn to your honey pot, and you come happily into their company. Elegantly dressed in bright colours, you take to the floor and dance. When glasses are raised to toast your health, what does the matriarch or small queen say? May we all be alive in a year's time. Carpe diem. Ní rúlis nó léir gan té a bán til ag athá títa hag rúin. Bí ísgí mú hín sílta gan fadó rúir. Ní rúlis nó rúir gan hámad an nidar na tán gwaín. Bí fágan ní siach mísi wán dar gín tó gan skó gan fén trúa am rei gan a mahta. Múr hín plór thá luan an hiúnis is an thúnis agna. Cé go bhil an gír a há díam na hanbaín ar loid ar sa chompón ach dorocha á chuidu. Ach o ha hín am lian ha dóf aetigod le angen o'n fós. Fy'n tos e fawl yn y ffaina, agos eisiau nebyn sŵ am bros dy wyt. Os o'ch yn eisiau nes dŵw crin a hwyge, pael ac o'n iad eith brog y mawr, pag yn dŵn y lor o'r piach o'ch misi nŵr fi nofa yn na hannig le. Na ni lein leis gart steb y ienaf, is y lŵr a ôl am iddo flonta, ha der y matriach o'n iawn grin. Cymeri byw yn mewn sa'r eist. I visited Top Jim Bear, which some of you may be familiar with in West Cork, on a foggy day in August, and I went into the meditation room. I spent about half an hour there, I think. And I called this poem Saju in Sokchen Bera, which is enlightenment in Sokchen, and you'll know why when I get to the end of the poem. What will I bring with me to Sokchen? Heavy grey curtain of mist and rain, nearby yellow and purple streaks of hillside, stone ditches bent under daubs of fuchsia, brilliant swathes of Mulgrisha. What else will I bring with me? Chanting of breeze through palm branches with low satisfied harmony of wave, peaceful incense of freshly washed herbs, blessed smell of beeswax. What do I find in the meditation room? Barefoot homage to image and icon, loving kindness ebbing and flowing through cloud of stillness and doze of sleep. 40 minutes for they stopped. What do I bring with me from Dzogchen? Nirvana shattered by soft ring of bell, opening my eyes, the curtain had lifted, on a clear view of Asia seas, on the open lotus of the heavens. Saichu with Topchen Vera. Kadahurid Lamgadi Topchen, Kyo's Boshtik and the Mrath Traum Wachna, Stropi Wies Korkra Knik in Ekaloiva, Bahacha Krumha Fes Marifusha, Slayer the Soon Shaka, Felistrum Lumasa. Cadele Horded Lam, Cantra Lona Tigay Pepalia, Cohio Ishu Sauce the Napina, tuition, tuition, or living in the winter, blood on her here in the mach. Had a rhyme as you were in the marble. Almost plus not 30 boys be going. Cast of rover and leans a troll, tree nail and humish is nail colour that had known it in a long star. Had a hug him lum, old Tocchin, near Vana Scapahead, will it ye should quake. Oscar to the soon being brought over to her. Is our clay, vaughn her in the marrow, hey lotus Oscar to the spavier, and such so is enlightenment. Maradouart, Hagam of Oar, of his Honic Mahan Boher Rinka, O Corkic, Agus Shodon, in the name of Machnach, and my name Hain, Pleed. My name is Breed, my mother is Breed, my grandmother was Breed, and this is a poem about that line. I was such Astra Gabriel like Tommy Carthy, and I'm sure you all know Tommy Carthy here. In the name of the mothers, it is a clear channel from Bridget the master poet to Bridget of Kildare, donor of milk and butter, down generations to this one dairymaid, Bridget O'Keefe of our County Cork Bream, a woman so familiar with that daily miracle of the five loaves. It was a maker's gift. She passed to another breed, lovely as a rose after giving birth, when she placed a newborn girl upon a mother's breast, a mouth that cried in time as Breed the poet. Heaven's mother, maid of earth, teach me to pace all wisdom, all healing, to keep the channel open unto worthy completion, not to drop milk or stitch in this long web of maidens. Nelem na moiricha, sheenan flowers lawn o vigit bain a filiochta, tri vrid hil dara bruntor in a arfainia nos, tri na glunta, gri an galin deriochta, brid ni chrif o vien na miil de gunta gwaqin. Bain gorch an oho fleihe, mi rwt na gwyd mwy lŷn i anodd na hei lo. Hyn si sy'n yn lŵb chwyd gyd ele, caef ma'n rôs ar y labyd i siowyn, nor y leg si y garyn i'n nŵ a hel a her wch na môr, bynnwg gwy yn gwyd ffilide i baid na hansfe. A fawr gyn nif agos calwn, dionig dym tias, fys is laes, a rai cwn perfed o'r dynnu sefyd mae'r fasio yn oed yn lŵb ar lŵr yn reis o'n na hwn roi'n I go for a walk at home by the sea every day, and recently I noticed the geese have come back. I watch out for their coming and their going, and that's what this particular poem, Tach is a Mach, is about. And it's also about my own coming and going, because there was a challenge my husband gave me. He said, think of it, swallows come and go. And sometimes they're going to come, and you won't be there before them. Can you write a poem about that? Mm-hmm. So, Shamay and Dawn. Coming and going. In the dark half of the year, every low and ebb tide at Bunau, mouth of the Finglas, a gaggle of wild geese feed until Greenland flowers. Under the smile of midsummer, in a mad frenzy hither and thither, the swallows dash above the river, as if the beat of faraway drums drew them to their goal in Cape Town. The flocks will come back to Bunau, in accordance with course of sun and stars, turning of tide and of the earth. Someday I'll be part of that rhythm, but will I come a second time? Tach simacht. Se lavor och at den rien gach lag tron och tida affe ig bunnau na fjungusha, bin skaka kain na por sjål, nu gam la hien an grelvin. Fe iv or taurig, fuadar bwile fuha nonas nao skin en fad logos kim na haun, mar adjok bwile hidru ma isan nemi gein, a darak kudin a spjuk i Cape Town. Fyrig na halpi ar bunnau, Dre a chwrs yn y grein ys na rawn, casyn o ddida ar sy'n dawn. Lo egin, bydd hein leisig i'r mach, ac y dibod sa'n parn y ffach. Dawn of English and Arms of the Indian, to be an ohen of the Sloan to Maharit Tip, as a reach for she asked to have a beer at Egle Tronicarty. Fuel within. Why do you hesitate before the fall of night? Isn't there an end to autumn in sight, and ourselves going the way of the rushes? You've sown your seed, the fertile five, in the fruitful summer of your days. Now I find you stirring with difficulty, from bedside to the wing-back chair. You don't make an issue of the lost strength, except now and again the low moan. It's too far, that chair. Look at you, hard as bog oak, never letting up the struggle, never yielding. Isn't it clear and crystal clear to you that withering fern and withering holly bush are signposts of decline, sisters of closure? Never lament that loss, that lust for life, and I won't keen you as you stumble to the end of your course and season. Here are your plants and their gathering in, hear their loud praise in the victory. Fiol. Cien de hill ha orth rym hit yn ihe, na chai dera noid e, ag sy'n adryd ym le dwlwachais. Yn ys the hiochor, cwygr chwyna le lyn sawr eich hor hwyl the rei. Yn ys, ag ys dwi'n tyslu yr eigen, o dy labe gyda'n gahir ilym, hi chos i'n dwlwyd y geir ac yn erthwyr ffo falta, chas i hoffa dy fwyn. Tos y gref crwys, na gywsio nat, er wyl dy trog o oel agos gan geile, nog leir agos nog rolair gait, gwyl rwach na rahani agos o chylin na ffogart ffios pal swyst. Na cwyn tu hein, na dy lwyr ys ddod, ni chynydd a chwbiog, dyr ydych wrsys dy hei siwyd. Fan eid na gwan lwyr chylis gyffoel, a ffogart choli ochta ys dy gwyn. Some years back, I entered a poetry competition, and I won £200 at the time. I was hon out in Silver Cock, and we're in Lullig, and I was going to spree from Hain in Brown Palace, and I was Hemi's Casso from Hain. I went on a spree with my £200 at the time, and bought a very fancy coat here in Brown Palace. And I was very proud of myself that Christmas, walking around with my poem on my back. And then I started thinking of all the poets, and how we love prizes and recognition. And that goes way back in our history to the time of Colum Kill, when there was a gathering called Drom Cap, and it was actually to keep peace between the chieftains and the poets, because the poets had become so numerous, as we have in Cork and Kerry, that they called Colum Kill home from Islay to keep the peace. And of course, he came down on the side of the poets. What else would he do, because he was one himself? So, who'd buy clothes? A man went to the fair and he sold a heifer, and with the money he bought a priceless treasure. I, however, got a different deal, and I purchased a coat with my poetry prize. If every poem turned into a coat, the poets of this country would live in leisure. We'd not be going round in our bearers, like mad Sweeney roaming the land, no stitching us but the rags of pride. It's only fitting that the backside and belly of poetry be suitably attired in foreign silk, like our smooth big cat that was. I'll stop now, let my pen be brought, till I put my next composition on paper, before the designers of patterns give rise to a repeat of John Cap. Kesht, here a chemo edel. Hún farar næan agus hél by hiach, go chenig len a loach cwp yn ôl o rith a ein. Yn ys ein a balach da barga, nŵr y ffwrs cas o, len gwys filiachta. Don ein o gach don cas o pa hein, fach fili na tîr y ffeg hún pôl, biawd biawn ar el nino nŵr ein sy'n o'r sgribe, so gys y fegin math yn o'r mwyn peisi, yn o'r swynach boile o llawn cael na tîr y, gan snohar ein a ffibol yn nŵwyd. Bychart, gwnaeth rhywun ag ysbolwch na heisio, gyffeisio hyr porwch y gion o'r sielda, dal am chet fwr, iag i leisbe, tamol. Eistio wrth y ffasbe, sy'n te gwn piawn, gwgwyd y gwychiad dreis eleu'r ffôr, sa'r y meig locked ar y ffeistus, yn y nawr, dyn tarnau, pob o'r gawlla.